Republicans in the House voted to oust Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee. Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Omar has made anti-Semitic comments in the past.
The military in America is equal to Hamas and the Taliban. On 9/11, something happened that day.
Omar pointed out she is Muslim, an immigrant from Africa.
Is anyone surprised that I am somehow deemed unworthy to speak about American foreign policy?
Omar says her leadership and voice will not be diminished for not being on the Foreign Affairs Committee for one term.
My voice will get louder and stronger, and my leadership will be celebrated around the world as it has been.
Speaker McCarthy says there should be a code of conduct moving forward.
Every single member of Congress has a responsibility to how they carry themselves.
Democrats ousted two Republicans from committees 2 years ago. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.